Thanks for listening to the Wellspring Church Podcast.
You know, one of the most beautiful places that I've ever seen in my life is called the Waipio Valley on the Big Island of Hawaii. And I've been thinking about it a lot lately as we've all been home, as we've all been, you know, cooped up and dreaming of big spaces. The Waipio Valley is somewhere Danielle and I actually were privileged enough to visit last summer. And actually, I want to show you what it looks like. This is the Waipio Valley. This is actually the shot from the lookout ledge right up at the top of the valley. And I really want you to be able to get a good shot of it. So let's go ahead and just put this up on the whole screen so that you can see it. I mean, just look at that. Look how beautiful this place is. Danny and I, we had been there for a week, and we kept hearing about the Waipio Valley. And everybody kept saying, man, you got to go check out the valley. You got to go see it. And so on the way, we were reading about it and kind of learning about it. And what we discovered was that even though the valley from this view was awesome, what everybody said was, if you really want to see the beauty, if you really want to see the majesty, if you really want to see what it looks like, you got to go to the valley floor. You know, you got to get down there and you've got to take a look at the waves and the mountains. I mean, you just got to get down to the floor. And so Danny and I, we decided we were going to go down to the bottom of the Waipio Valley. Now, the only way to get down to the bottom of the Waipio Valley was to hike down this very narrow, very, very steep trail. Now, when I say steep, the grade was 25 degrees at least. There were times where it was actually steeper than that. And to get kind of an idea of how steep that is, the next time you're at the gym, when we're allowed to go back to the gym, get on a treadmill. And if you get on the treadmill and you turn the incline all the way up, the steepest you can get it is usually about 15 degrees. And so this path was more steep than that. It was 25 degrees and it was 3/4 of a mile down. Now, the reason you have to hike it is because most people that are in Hawaii and most people that are walking down this trail are tourists, and tourists are in rental cars, and rental car companies make it very clear you can't drive your car down this path. And so Danny and I, we parked and we decided to hike down this trail because we really wanted to see this valley. And so we're walking down this incredibly steep trail, and I have to admit, about 5 minutes in, I realized I had made a tremendous mistake. My knees were already on fire. My thighs were shaking. I looked over at Danielle, and she seemed to be doing okay. And so we just kept going. We hiked down. It probably took us 45 minutes to an hour to get down to the bottom of the trail. Once we got there, there was another half-mile walk to get out to the ocean. And when we finally got out there, when we got to the valley, it really was. It was what everybody had said. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous. It was breathtaking. In fact, I have a couple other pictures that we took while we were down there. You know, you can see this is me and Danielle down at the bottom of this beautiful valley. Look how happy she is. And then I have another picture I want to show you. This one as well. This is looking back up. Look at that beautiful clouds and everything. She's so happy. But if you see my face, I don't look quite as happy. If you see my face, I look a little concerned. And the reason I look a little concerned is because this is the moment one of the most terrifying thoughts in my life occurred to me. The walk down had been one of the most difficult things I'd ever done in my entire life. I was absolutely exhausted, and gravity was helping me walk down. What you see in that picture is the terrifying moment I realized that we had to hike back up. And guys, I didn't know if I could do it. It had taken every ounce of energy I had to get to the bottom of the valley, to simply get to the place where I could see what I wanted to see. I was exhausted. And I realized that I was only halfway done. I tell you that story because I think that's how many of us feel right now, especially as we're in this current season still of uncertainty. We're just tired. We're just exhausted. And as we look ahead and we see, man, I don't even see an end in sight. It only feels like we're halfway through. What are we going to do? So if that's you today, if you feel tired, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel exhausted and you don't feel like there's an end in sight, you picked the perfect Sunday to join us. Because today we're launching a brand new series that I'm very, very excited about. And the series is called End of My Rope. And it's a series all about what do we do when we're exhausted? What do we do when we feel overwhelmed? What do we do when we don't know if we have the energy to keep going? And the really cool thing about this series is that this is a series that God actually led us to plan last fall. This series has been on the docket all year long. Before we knew this was going to happen, before we knew about COVID-19, and before we knew about quarantining, God knew that this is what we were going to need to hear right now in this moment. And if you're like me, we've never needed this message more. It feels like every conversation I have with someone right now begins or ends with the words, I'm so tired. Begins and ends with the words, I'm just exhausted. I don't know how I can keep going. And so if that's you today, know that you are not alone. It is perfectly normal to feel tired right now. And I have great news for you. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father has a message for you today. He has a message for us in this season. And the message is that He is with us, that He is for us, and He will get us through. So what I want to do today is I want to turn to Jesus, because Jesus directly addresses the way I feel and you feel and the way most of us feel right now. He addresses the exhaustion that we're all experiencing. He addresses the fear and the overwhelmed sense that comes from realizing, man, I feel this way and there's no end in sight. We're only halfway in. He addresses that. And here's what He does. He does what He always does. He makes us a promise. He promises us that He knows us, that He sees us, and that if we trust Him, He will help us through. But even more than a promise, He actually gives us a process. He says, hey, this is how I'm going to do this. This is how I'm going to walk through this with you. So today, I want us to lean in and discover the promise Jesus offers. And then for the next few weeks, we're going to unpack that promise and discover a process, tools that are freely available to all of us to actually be able to walk through this season, to get our feet back under us, and to be able to move forward not feeling tired and exhausted all the time. So what I want to do today is I want to take you to the book of Matthew. Because in this book that Matthew wrote, recording the eyewitness events that he discovered, he was one of Jesus' disciples. He writes down one of Jesus' sermons, because one day Jesus is talking to people and he's literally talking about this issue. He's talking about the burdens they carry. He's talking about feeling overwhelmed. He's talking about feeling tired. And he addresses them and he gives them an invitation. And through them, he gives me an invitation. And through them, he gives you an invitation. And through them, he gives all of us an invitation. And here's what we discover. When we find ourselves at the end of our rope, that is where our Savior is waiting to pick us up. So, if you have your Bibles at home, I want you to turn to the book of Matthew. If not, we're going to have it up here on the screen, because here's what Jesus says to me and to you and to all of us today. If we feel tired, if we feel overwhelmed, if we feel exhausted, here's what He says. He says, come to me. He begins with an invitation. He says, come to me. Come to me in this moment. And I want you to hear the tone of what He's saying. It's not a command. He's not saying, you come over here right now. Think of that moment when you reunite with a long-lost friend, when you reunite with a family member you haven't seen in a while. Think about that moment when you walk into their house and they turn around and they extend their arms and they invite you in with that big hug and they say, come here. That's what Jesus is saying. It is a warm, loving, open, come here. Come to me. And here's who's invited to come to Him. All of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. All of us. He says, you feel tired? You feel exhausted. You feel overwhelmed. You feel like you just can't keep going. Come to me. And one of the cool things about this that I noticed from Jesus is he doesn't ask why we're tired. He doesn't seem shocked that we're tired. He's not disappointed that we're weary. He gives us permission to be tired. Which, if you think about it, is really cool that Jesus does that, because that's not typically a thing we do ourselves. I don't. I struggle with that, and you probably do as well. We give ourselves permission to be tired. But have you ever noticed that when you're talking with someone else and they tell you how tired they are, your first instinct isn't to say, "I'm so sorry." Your first instinct is to say, "You're tired." No, I'm tired. I know what you do, but let me tell you what all I do. It's just the way we're wired. It's this inherent thing to want to think we do more, or we're more tired than other people. It also is what stops us from sometimes admitting I'm tired, because it thinks we feel like it might make us sound weak when we admit we're tired. Jesus takes all that away. He labels it for us. He says, "Come to me when you are tired." You know what that means? It means he expects us to be tired. He's saying in advance, you will be tired, and when you are, come to me. You will have heavy burdens, and when you do, come to me. And here's what he offers. He says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." I will give you peace. I will give you what you are desperately looking for. I will give you energy. I will help you in that moment. See, that's what Jesus is offering. That's his promise. Come to me when you're weary. Come to me when you have burdens. I will give you rest. And some of us want to say, "Man, that sounds too good to be true." Others of us want to say, "Man, I don't have time to rest right now. Sorry, Jesus, I don't need a break. If I come to you, you're going to give me rest." No. I don't have time to rest. I have a family to raise. I've had to learn how to become a homeschool teacher and principal. I've had to relearn algebra, trigonometry, geometry, calculus. I don't have time to rest. I've got a business to run. I've got employees to keep safe. I've got grades I've got to make. Jesus, I've got to get into college. I've got to graduate college. I don't have time to rest. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to get all my tasks done. I'll finish everything. And then when I'm done, I'll come to you. I'll take you up on this offer. And then I will rest. That's the natural instinct when Jesus says, "Come to me and I'll give you rest." And he knows that. And that's why he keeps going. And he says, No. I don't want you to come to me when you're done with those things. I want you to come to me right now, because I want to help you with those things. I can actually walk with you and give you rest in those things. And to help us understand what he means by that, he keeps going. Here's what he says next. He says, "Take my yoke upon you." Now, for his first century audience, this image would have connected immediately. But a couple thousand years later, we probably need a little more understanding. So let me show you. This is what a yoke is. A yoke is simply an instrument used by people to carry things. You put it over your back, you put it over your shoulders, you can suspend multiple things from the hooks, and what it allows you to do is to carry more things than you could with just your hands, because it's physics. You disperse the weight, you put it up on your shoulders, and it allows you to carry more. It also frees your hands up in the moment. So let's go back. When Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you," here's what he's saying. He's saying, when you come to me, when you trust me, I want to equip you. I want to prepare you. I want to give you a tool that will make it easier to carry what you currently have and will free you up to do more. Wellspring, doesn't that sound amazing? Isn't that exactly what we need in this season? Not simply just a break, not simply permission to abandon, but real life equipping, real life tools that will allow us to handle what we currently have to do even better and more efficiently, and free us up to do more. That's what Jesus is offering. That's the process Jesus wants to walk us through, and that's the process we're going to learn over the next few weeks. And the process begins this way. Here's what Jesus says. He says, let me teach you. So that's the thing about Jesus. He is always inviting us into relationship. He's always inviting us in to knowing him more, to walking with him. And he says, hey, if you want to learn how to handle what you're currently doing even better and how to even be free to do more, come to me, follow me, let me teach you. And here's an encouragement he makes. Let me teach you because I'm humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. See what Jesus is saying? He's saying, let me be your teacher because I'm humble. I'm never going to lord it over your head that I'm teaching you these things. I'm never going to try to flip the tables on you and say you owe me something. That's not who I am. I'm a humble teacher and I'm a gentle teacher. I'm an encourager. I'm a coach. I'm never going to make you feel bad for messing up. I'm never going to judge you for mistakes. I'm going to be gentle. I'm going to walk with you. And when we do that, what he promises there is that we will find rest for our souls. The word there, soul, the Greek word there is the same word we use for life. And what he's promising is that when we come to him, when we follow him, he will equip us, prepare us, and give us rest for life. That is Jesus' promise. That is what he offers us. And even before we get into all the details of how it works, that promise alone, I believe, can provide some hope for us today. That promise alone can begin to re-energize us. That promise alone can begin to refocus us and allow us to take a step. The promise that if we come to him, if we trust him, if we lean into him, we can believe that Jesus is with us today. He's with us. He's with you. He's with me. And he's ready to teach us. He's ready to guide us. He's ready to equip us to handle every single thing that is on our plate today. In fact, he wants to free us up to allow us to do more. That's a great promise. But if you're like me, today's not really the problem. The problem's tomorrow. See, the reason we feel so tired, the reason we feel so weighed down, isn't simply because of what we have to do today. It's that we feel like our tank is empty and we know there's more tomorrow. And we don't know how we're going to get the strength back up, re-energize for another day. And that's why there's more to this promise from Jesus. It's not that Jesus is with us today. The promise is that he's also working on tomorrow. He's at work so you can rest. He's at work preparing. He knows the future. He knows what's coming. He knows what's going to happen. And when we lean into him, when we trust him, when we say, we're going to follow you, we're going to teach you, here's what he promises. You can trust me not just for today, but you can trust me for tomorrow. I'm at work for tomorrow. I know what's going to happen tomorrow. And here's what he says to us. Take my yoke. Follow me. Here's why. He says, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Here's what he's saying. You don't know the future, but I do. I've seen it. I'm at work on it. I'm preparing for it. And as long as you lean in and trust me, as long as you lean in and follow me, let me teach you. Let me guide you. When we get there, you will find that the burden is easy and the yoke is light. Now, please hear me. This does not mean life will be easy. This does not maybe won't go through struggles. It does not maybe won't go through troubles. It means whatever is ahead, he's equipping us for it now. And when we get there, he will be with us. And it will not break us. That is the promise that he's making us today. That is the promise that I believe can give rest. That is the promise that I believe can give peace. I know you're sitting there thinking, how can a promise give rest? I need results. I need something. But I'm telling you, the promise alone can make us feel better. Let's go back to the YPO Valley. When we left, Danielle and I were at the valley floor, and I was panicking because I've never been that exhausted in my entire life, and I had no idea how we were going to get back up. I started looking around to see if there were people you could pay to take you back up. There were not. Our cell phones did not work from the floor of the valley, so there's no one to even call. I will be honest, I contemplated starting Wellspring, Hawaii. We were just going to launch a campus there, and I was going to teach because I was never getting out of that place. I had no idea how we were going to walk back up. I didn't have the energy for it. And then after a few minutes of walking around and trying to figure out what we're going to do, a couple just came out of nowhere, and they started talking to us. They asked us a few questions, and we made light conversation. They told us they were from Tennessee. And then the guy casually mentioned, yeah, I drove my Jeep down here. And my heart kind of jumped a little bit. I was like, you drove your Jeep down here? He goes, yeah, I drove down. And he kind of casually said, yeah, you guys can ride back up with us if you want. We're going to walk around for a little bit. Just let me know. And they take off. And they start walking around the valley, and immediately Danielle and I start talking. We start debating, are we going to ride up? She wasn't sure we should ride back up with them. I was like, oh, we're riding back up with them if they'll let us. But we didn't know if they meant it. It was one of those offers. You know how you get the offer, you don't know if it's just somebody being polite or if they're being real. You didn't know the difference. And so for like 15 minutes, Danielle and I basically, from a distance, kind of just watched this couple. I did not want to let them out of my sight because they were my way out. In fact, at one point, I kind of lost sight of them. I thought they had left, and I started crying. Like, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what we were going to do. But then, after about 20 minutes, they began to make their way back to their Jeep, and they had to walk right past us. And I am panicking. I am sore. I'm exhausted. I don't know how we're going to get out. And as he walks by, the guy looks and says, you guys want to lift? And I immediately said, yes. And Wellspring, I'll tell you, everything changed in that moment. My energy level went back up. My anxiety level dropped. Joy came back to my heart. The valley got more beautiful. Everything changed in that moment. But you know what didn't change? My circumstances. I was exactly where I was before. The only thing that had changed was that I had a promise for my future. I wasn't in the Jeep. I wasn't riding up. I wasn't back up at the top. A gentleman said, do you want to ride? I said, yes. And everything felt because I knew that there was a promise that I could count on. Wellspring, that's why the promise of Jesus matters today. The promise can give us rest. The promise can give us hope without our circumstances changing. And make no mistake, our circumstances will change. We're going to spend the next few weeks talking through all the tools and all the equipping and all the gifts our Heavenly Father makes available to us so that we can walk and not be overcome and not be overburdened and not be weary all the time. But today, may we simply rest in the promise that we have a loving Heavenly Father who says, I see you. I know you're tired. I know you're overburdened. Just come to me. Just trust me. And I will give you rest. He is inviting you to take him up on that offer today. And all you have to do is say yes. Yes, Jesus, I believe you. Yes, Jesus, I trust you. Yes, Jesus, you're right. I'm tired. Yes, Jesus, you're right. I am overburdened. I am doing things I don't know if I'm good at. I don't know how to do them. I'm exhausted. I need help. And Jesus says, come to me. Come here. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. And just trust me. I will give you rest. So my prayer for us today is that we can come to Jesus. My prayer for us today is that we can take a step towards Jesus. Maybe that's in prayer. Maybe you need to pray and just share some of your burdens. Maybe you need to talk to a trusted friend or a family member and tell them what you're going through, and you can pray together. Maybe you need to spend some time reading your Bible. Maybe you need to put your AirPods in and listen to some music that can help you reconnect with Jesus today. But make no mistake, you can, and He is waiting. He is inviting. And His promise is enough to provide peace today. Why? That's what we said. It's because Jesus is with us today, and He is working on tomorrow. And what He is working on is good. And what He is working on is to walk with you into it, to equip you, to prepare you, to be able to more easily handle the work you have, and even to free you up to do more. And so if that sounds like something that could benefit you in this season, I encourage you today to take a step towards Jesus. Take a step towards His promise. And let that promise alone begin to provide the rest we all are searching for. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love You so much. And we are just so thankful for Your Son. We're thankful for how much You love us and for how willing You are to dive into every single aspect of our lives. You care that we're tired. You care that we're burdened. And You promise rest. Father, I pray today that Your promise will bring peace. That Your promise will bring hope. That Your promise will bring encouragement. God, I pray You unite us over the next few weeks as we learn in detail all the things You provide, all the gifts that You give us to be able to handle life's struggles, to be able to handle when we are weary and burdened. But today, Father, we thank You for the promise. And we thank You for their power in that, that we know You can be trusted. We know You'll say that You'll do what You say You'll do. And we know that that promise can provide peace. We love You. We thank You. And it's in Your Son's amazing holy name we pray. Amen.